The catch is, there's so many different products out there now that your local hardware may not carry whatever your client wants to use. Right. So,
this is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
Welcome to the Contractor Files Podcast. I'm Ethan McNeil.
And I'm Trent Keith. Welcome back, everyone. We are on podcast number 28.
Yes, and today we're going to talk about where to get the materials for your job.
There you go. So there's a lot of options out there nowadays.
Yes, there is. And if you're in the need of materials, that is a good sign. It means you have work. It means you're going to have a job coming up. So
that's for sure.
Just about every contractor is probably going to need materials.
That's right. Yep. The question is, how do you decide where yours are coming from?
Yeah. So what's your thoughts?
The first one?
Yeah.
My first thought, I feel like when this come up, would be what type of material is it that you're trying to get? As we all know, there's all different types of big box stores out there nowadays. Most medium-sized towns has a hardware in them. And then you have the chains that are around your local area that maybe aren't as big as the big box stores, yes, but have been around for quite a few years. And it seems that it depends on what your goal is. So if you're in it and you're wanting to build relationships and try to make the material side of things as smooth as possible, it really is nice when you can work with your local hardware. Nice. If you can work with somebody in there that you know that helps you make sure that things stay on schedule, it comes in when it's supposed to and all that. The catch is, there's so many different products out there now that your local hardware may not carry whatever your client wants to use. Right. So maybe if there's a specific material, maybe the local hardware cannot get that. Yeah. So it really varies. But my first opinion would be, if you're smaller and want to make everything smooth and as easy as possible, try to build relationships with someone local that you can work with.
That's good.
And get those materials from. That's where I would start.
Yeah. Another benefit to that is hardware stores, local ones, small ones, are a lot of places where homeowners come knowing they need to get something done on their house, and they ask that hardware person, where, you know, who do you recommend? And if they've been working with you, they know you. You're one of the names they refer.
Yep.
So that's another benefit that you don't always get out of a big box store, although I think some big box stores try to do some sort of referral system too. But yeah, definitely local hardwares. That's a great idea. My thought is too, like Trent was saying, the local hardware is a great place to start, but you also want to have lots of options and use those options not to cause conflict with the relationships that you have built, but in a healthy way to bring competitiveness to where you're getting the materials from. Have at least two places that are quoting you your material packages for large jobs, at least two. That way you, one of them isn't trying to rip you off just because they have a relationship with you. But it also helps them to know, hey, I'm getting this priced by another place as well. So just so you know, that kind of can sometimes help them speed up their pricing and also make sure that they're giving you the best deal. So if you have a hardware that is not happy with you shopping around, then that might not be the best place to form a relationship, because it's healthy to have competition in the workplace. So,
yep.
Yeah.
I would say another thing that came to my mind when this came up was who can you work with that will give you maybe a line of credit or a credit card that you can pay every 30 days instead of having to pay as soon as you get it.
Yes.
So then you can get the job done, work on collecting, and pay it once you're done with the job. That's something that makes it a lot nicer for smaller companies to be able to kind of float that money for a little while until you can collect. And I know a lot of times, even smaller companies will have like a credit card company that you can apply through and maybe run materials through that. Or maybe they'll just do it on their own tab for a while, you know, if they trust you. So try to figure out who you can work with in that process.
And that is a big deal because a lot of businesses that start out fail because they don't know how to manage their cash flow. And if you don't have a big cash reserve, which is important in cash flow, then you can take advantage of, you know, vendors, hardware stores that will let you get the materials and give you 30 days to pay, because then that gives you time to go do that job, collect from the customer, or get a first draw or whatever it is, and you don't have to actually be out that money. And yeah, so that's a great tip. The other thing is deliveries. A lot of times certain places will be better at delivering materials than others. And that's something to kind of investigate and shop around, because deliveries can save you and your crew tons of time and gas money. So if you are doing a big job, or even small stuff sometimes that can be delivered and the materials can be delivered, then take advantage of that. A lot of the local hardware places will throw in a free delivery over a certain amount, or a small delivery. But that's just something to look into, because you could be on a job and instead of taking an hour to go get that materials, if you've developed a relationship with them, sometimes they'll get that delivered the same amount of time. You get to stay on the job and get work done.
Yes, so. For sure. Another thing you got to consider as you grow and kind of figure out your business is the type of materials or products that you use. Where is the best place that provides the best product? For instance, when we had the crews going, one of the things we done was electrical work. Well, there was one big box store that we found out a lot of their electrical devices did not last very long. So you may put in a switch or a receptacle or something and it may quit working in a month. Well, as a business, you have to go and replace that for free, even though it's not your fault that the product just didn't last.
Because good luck trying to file a claim with their warranty department.
Yeah, with these big box stores, it's very slim. But anyway, so once you figure out who sells the best product for what you do, you definitely want to lean that way. And like Ethan said, it'd be good if you had some different options, but you do not want to deal with products that do not last and you have to keep getting callbacks on something that's not even your fault.
Yeah, and to go back to forming a relationship with your local hardware, if you don't have a local hardware, or they're just not what you need for your business, form a relationship with the sales team at the bigger box stores or any local hardware, because they're kind of like the small town piece of a bigger box store, because you can form a relationship with the sales rep and they have a little bit more, at least in our experience, they'll have a lot more play with the pricing. They can give discounts, and they also know new products a lot of times that are coming along that they can tell you about. Sometimes they can get you. Sometimes we had some salespeople that they would come and run the products to our job site just because, I don't know, they must be making a good commission there, but they would do it for free. They would just, oh, you needed that? Yeah, I'll run it out to you. Yes. And so salespeople are very important, and you know, that's not something that a lot of people like to talk. A lot of people try to avoid salespeople, but in the construction industry with the materials, really you want to form relationships with those salespeople. They might be pushy, but they could possibly get you a good deal. They're gonna bend over backwards a lot of times to help you succeed as a business. Yes. So
yeah. And we even had jobs with local hardware here that they would come out and confirm materials, maybe confirm measurements, you know, go over the details with us before we ordered to make sure that we had that right. And that always makes it a lot nicer if you can make sure you're getting everything ordered properly up front on any questionable details, for sure. So
that's something you might not get with a big box store.
Yeah, that's right. You definitely will not, because I don't know, around our area, they do not even come out anymore.
Yeah.
Back years ago, the big box stores had some salesmen that would come out too, but it wasn't quite like your local hardwares even then. So definitely, it's all about relationships, and you keeping an eye on what your product costs are and what benefits you get for working with these different companies.
Yep. Yeah, I'd say one last point, which I think you mentioned it just briefly, but a lot of times customers want a showroom or want samples to look at and pick out. And if your local hardware doesn't have that set up already, pressure them to do that. You know, hey, we need some samples that our customers can see of the products you offer, because customers like to go in person a lot of times and see the products that they're going to buy and pick them out.
Yes.
And so that's something to keep in mind. And if your local hardware doesn't have that, obviously bigger box stores have more of displays a lot of times. But there's certain industries like kitchen and bath remodeling type suppliers where they specialize, and we've got a showroom and we display all of our products. So you can look for those in like countertop places. A lot of times they'll have a showroom where you can see the granite and see all of this stuff. So it's something to keep in mind, because your customers might ask, hey, where should I go looking for this? And you can say, here's a place and here's a place, because you've formed those relationships, and you know that if they pick something out there, it'll be a good relationship of ordering and stuff. So
yeah, and if you build that relationship with those places, they'll even refer you once they've seen what kind of work you do, because they have people that just walk in looking for contractors also. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it.
Yes.
But I would say, depending on where you're at and how many options you have, you may only have one store closed. Maybe you don't have any options.
Yes. That happens. We're fortunate that we got a local hardware here in our small town of 2,000-some people. And then we also have some larger stores over about 30 minutes away from us. So, but that local hardware does a lot of business around here, because there's just not very many options. So, and they do a good job too. Chris, if you're listening to this, you do a good job.
That's funny. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. And if you haven't checked it out yet, you have to check out our app.
Yes.
And Ethan can tell you all about that.
Yep. Go to myestimatingapp.com and you can look there. We have, we'll have the latest news on our app. As of right now, it's available on iOS, and also you can use it on the website. But basically, it'll help you estimate kitchen and bathroom remodels. And Android will be coming shortly, as soon as Google's AI bots approve it. So. It might be months, who knows, but I thought AI was supposed to be faster, but it's not.
It's probably not the AI, it's probably the ones over the AI.
That's probably it. Well, I think what happened was AI started flagging everything that people were missing.
Oh.
Now they got way too much.
It would have went through easier.
Yeah, it would have been way easier before. Anyway. So, and you can always reach us at thecontractorfiles.com. If you have business troubles in the construction industry, feel free to reach out to us. We would love to answer your questions or help you out in any way that we can. All right, see ya.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcast, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.